This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. 6 days until Election Day 2000 in the United States, Republican President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, are in a frantic push to shore up critical support to win a four-year term in the White House. As the coronavirus makes a deadly comeback across nearly the entire U.S., President Trump blames the media for trying to incite fear. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Cases are rising in every state except Hawaii. 34 states are seeing more deaths. The president still insists the country's rounding the corner, but says you wouldn't know that from watching the news.
COVID.
In Florida.
COVID, he's complaining. He's jealous of COVID's media coverage.
Former President Obama mocking his successor, whose administration, he says, screwed up the pandemic response. The president insists a week from today, right after the election, the media will say the pandemic is all better. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Both men campaigned Tuesday in political battleground states. Polls show Biden ahead of Mr. Trump by 7 to 9 percentage points nationally, and about half that in contested states that are likely to determine the overall outcome. More than 66 million Americans have already cast early ballots, two-thirds of them by mail and one-third in person at polling stations. The World Health Organization says a record 2.8 million new COVID-19 cases have been reported globally over the past 7 days, ending Tuesday, including 40,000 new deaths. The countries reporting the highest number of cases over the past week are India, Britain, France, and the United States, the same countries as the previous 3 weeks.